Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Iron Galaxy. Scream like a school kid with Capsule Force, an intergalactic retro anime multiplayer game now available on PS4 and Steam. Learn more at CapsuleForce.com.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About 8 or 9, I don't remember, months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal, I think, through the dimensional portal from the Burger King, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey, Chunt, it's good to see you.
Milk your mouse.
What's that?
It's a saying. Milk your mouse.
Milk your mouse. Is that a Foon saying?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, if you're going to get at someone, you just say, like, I'm going to milk your mouse.
If you're going to get at someone?
I don't want to talk about this.
You don't want to talk about Foon stuff? All right, fair. And my other
question. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Taragus. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. And Arnold has been trapped here for 11 months.
11 months? Really?
Yes.
Wow. So, it's almost been a year.
Very good,
Very
Arnold.
Good, very good.
Well done. We're really proud of you.
Have you been taking secret math lessons?
Yes. I've actually been filling my time trying to do a little bit of exercise because
I'm
working my way up. I'm in pre-training to do a little dungeon crawling. I'm going to get that lunar sword.
Okay. I don't see
any progress. Yeah, look, it starts slow.
Mm-hmm. Who is training you?
I'm training myself. Well, training is probably not the right word.
Oof.
What's your regimen?
In the morning when I get up, I do a couple crunches.
Okay, seems like you're really searching for what you've been doing.
A couple?
Well, more than two, less than 10.
And
it's like, here's the thing, I try to do one more every day.
And these are crunches as in it's crunch time?
A little bit. Like, okay. Yeah, basically, it's like a sit-up. That's a good question. What is Foonian exercise in general?
I think just living life.
Staying alive.
Yeah.
Not being murdered.
Tough. Yeah.
Around every quarter.
Running from creatures.
Yeah, that's true. It's weird that I have been living that life and it has had no effect on my physique.
How do you guess that you've been living that life?
I stay close to the Vermilion Minotaur, for
yes.
one.
Yes, so you're not living that life.
Yeah.
You've ventured nowhere. You've done nothing. You've accomplished naught.
But I am working on changing that. It's a new year, and I'm slowly, one crunch at a time, getting closer to venturing out more.
I don't know if you have this on Earth, but when someone says they're working on changing it, that's what we call bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's either you either do it or you don't do it. Uh-huh. You know, to say you're working on changing it, you know what I'm saying?
Chunt, you're a good friend.
You're a good friend.
What have you been up to, Chunt?
A lot of offices and bosses. My character just leveled up.
Oh, that's right. That's mm-hmm. that's the role-playing game that
yep.
you guys are really
I'm
into.
Very excited. Dan Smith just leveled up because I took an 85-minute lunch break and nobody noticed. So I got to
wow.
level up. Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't get into that game as much. I know you guys love it.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, part of it is that you don't play it is what's really thrilling about it.
The fact you're that you're a good friend, John. Hey, you know what? Let's talk to our guests.
Yeah?
Oh, Grimhoof and I murdered a shadow demon, but we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah. That sounds boring. Hey, I'm very excited about. I'm excited / terrified about our guests here. It's Lois and Shark. Explorers, like Funian explorers.
Yes. Funian explorers for the Royal Funish Navy.
Wow, and it's worth mentioning to our listeners that one of you is a shark.
That's me, Lois.
Oh, wait, hold on. So it's Lois and Shark.
Yes.
But
Lois is a shark.
I am a shark.
I am a human, as you can see.
And your name is?
He's not getting this, is he?
He doesn't get a lot of things.
Oh,
it's very common.
I have a fin.
Yeah,
so
no,
I'm
yeah.
a shark.
No, absolutely.
My friend Don met one of your kind.
Oh, which one?
Yeah. He's Don, the transdimensional delivery man.
Which shark? Sounds nice.
I have to say, you're the friendliest shark that I've ever met.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
that's great.
I think that's a very rude thing to say to Lewis.
Yes, I mean, I didn't take it personally, but. A little part of me was very offended by... I mean, I'm a very nice person.
Yes, you seem very nice. So
I think you're the nicest sharks I've ever met.
Oh,
that is very nice. Thank you.
Wow. I found that most people who have to say they're a very nice person usually don't turn out to be a very nice person.
I feel like I was first attacked for not being a nice person, then merely commented that I'm a pleasant person.
You are a very pleasant person.
Look, you don't get to be the captain of your own ship in Foon without being a nice guy.
So, okay, and I'm trying not to descend into who's on first territory here.
Into what?
I'm sorry?
Oh, boy, I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. But so,
what's who's on first?
Lewis. Your name is Lewis.
My name is Lewis A. Shock, captain of the Admiralty Board in the Foonish Navy.
Wow, and... Lois, you are a shark.
A shark. Yes.
Yeah.
By birth.
By birth, that's fantastic.
Well, we don't say we say a shark.
You
a,
did, oh.
You didn't become a shark later on in life. You've always
I've
been a shark.
Always, from the day I can remember being around.
Were your parents both sharks?
They were, yeah.
What an interesting story.
I know. They Do met you... at school.
Oh, okay.
Am I the only one that has ever been confused by this? Lewis A. Shark and Lois, who is a shark?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Really? This is definitely a first for us.
Everyone just rolls with it immediately.
I'm sorry?
Who? What's a first for you?
This is a first for us.
Who?
Who?
Do you need us to dump any water on you, or is that a rude question to ask?
That would be great. We've got a little bucket.
Okay.
There's a chum bucket.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
Then
here,
a
let
water
me just.
Bucket.
I'm just going to give you a little splash here. There you go.
Ooh,
just, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And if periodically we could continue to do so, I don't want Lois to dry up.
Yo, absolutely.
Yes, I'm more confused about that than your names. How did you become a shark who lives out of water?
That's a funny story. It actually has to do with this guy over here and his 29th birthday.
Mm. So,
wait, is this 29 wink or real 29?
29 wink.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
In reality, I was 30, 40 at the time, yes. When I set off on my quest to circumnavigate Foon, I must admit I was rudderless. I did not know where to start. Luckily, my men, thinking it would be funny, caught me a shark that I could mount on my cabin wall. Little did I know I would meet a person who would become one of my best friends in the world.
You called me a person.
To me, you are.
That's nice.
But you are a shark.
Just
but
you
are
a
shark.
Are.
Yeah. I am Lois.
Cannot
shark.
Be more clear about that.
Everyone
Lois
is a person.
A
whether you're an elf, a dwarf, a shark, a pixie.
A tree, a flower. Sky.
Everyone's a person. A human can be a person.
Yeah.
Lois is just a person that needs a tank of water to survive.
That's right.
And so on the ship, we would keep Lois in a tank of water.
Mm, I see.
So, Lois, how does it feel to be away from water? What kind of like time frame are we dealing with that's safe?
Well, I've got about, I'd say, 45 minutes is my average. I can go 90.
Uh-huh.
I can go 90. But
she cannot go 90.
She
cannot go 90.
I went 90 one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost a disaster. My skin starts flaking.
It was 90
wink. You'll see.
You know, there were about 15 years where I told everyone I was 260.
260 wink?
260 a wink, exactly. Wow. I just couldn't deal with the fact that I was getting older than that.
Sure. Mm.
Do you have that on Earth? Do you have people kind of pretending they're younger than they are?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you...
The strange way to respond to that question.
No, sure. Yeah.
How old are you?
Let us turn all our focus on Arnold.
Do we know how old you are? Have you ever said how old
His eyes darted about the room when he did that.
Look, we've got a really young listenership who just think that I'm a hip young dude, you know? Like, hey kids,
hey
millennials, I'm just like you.
I don't recall a single email where anyone has said, hey Arnold, what's a hip young dude?
Well, I want to learn a little bit more about your explorations, Lewis A. Shark.
Mm-hmm.
So, how does exploring food, how's it going?
Well, as we all know, if we've
seen... I'm really good at
interviews. Top notch.
If we've seen a map of food, it's just a piece in the middle, and Queen Titania wanted to know, what's the end bits all about?
You
know,
oh, sure.
What's all around the end bits?
Mm-hmm. I like to know what her end bits are all about.
Bing bong.
Bing bong indeed. You would have done very well on the ship, on the expedition.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I think the thing that you're most well known for, at least from my point of view, would be your discovery of the Delta of Xinyang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That was a big discovery.
Very important discovery,
too. Oh, that was you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What was the name of that delta again?
The Delta of Xinyang.
How do you spell that?
She-Y-O-N-G.
Oh, fantastic.
Xinyang Delta, yes.
Yeah.
The Delta, it was actually deadly to navigate. But we had a secret weapon.
Oh, tell us more.
A shark.
No.
That had actually already navigated the Delta.
Who was that?
This is the best part.
Yes.
It was Lois.
Oh! Wonderful!
Yep.
Wow.
I discovered that Delta as a young little guy.
See, I figured most of the sharks I know, usually they'll go southwest, but you went to the Delta?
Yep, I went northeast.
Okay.
To the Delta.
Well, gotcha. I'm just glad that you guys are united in this endeavor.
Why are you smiling?
I don't know. Earth people are loving it.
Yes, we were definitely a team. As everyone who knows me knows, I don't do maps. Maps, they confuse me. You know, what's east, you know?
Sure.
What is east?
That's a wonderful philosophical question.
So having shark aboard the ship was perfect in being able to navigate through the waters of the Delta. Mm. Now, the most important thing to remember is the natives did not want us in the Delta.
Oh.
Yes. We battled. We had fierce fights. Shark actually... had to turn against her own people.
It was, I don't actually really want to talk about it, but it was hard.
Please, this is the time.
Okay. Yeah,
I can't tell if she's crying or if she's just expelling water.
I need, can Let you, me,
could
can
you spell?
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Was some shrimp.
Oh, whoops.
That was the wrong
that's
bucket.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine too. I needed that as well. Anyways, I was a bit of a runaway.
Lois, what was your life like as a shark that led you to prefer the company of humans?
That's a good question. I never got along with my shark mom and my shark dad.
Yeah.
As I told you, I was born of two sharks.
Oh, that's shark terrible.
Yeah, it was shark terrible. So early on, I used to go up to land, probably a little too close to land, to be honest. But
sure.
I was an adventurous soul from forever as well. And I spied humankind on the shore, and they just seemed like they had a great time. They liked each other's company.
Yeah.
Whereas me...
Walking around on those...
What do you call them again?
Legs.
Getaway
legs.
Sticks.
Exactly.
Yes.
So you're like, I want to go where the people are.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I want to go where the people are. Precisely. So when I caught sight of this guy, I went up to the ship like a fool.
Well, we're partially to blame because for 4 years before we left on the quest, we had beach parties in anticipation of leaving to circumnavigate Foon. Lois saw some of the beach parties and maybe got an inaccurate representation of what human life was like.
They had a lot of fun.
Can I ask? I don't want to be crass or rude or presumptuous.
Then think hard before you
guys,
ask.
Well, I'm already on a roll. You guys get down. You two have some horizontal refreshment. You guys...
My good
man. What's the... I mean...
You guys, it seems like you guys are banging, right?
I mean...
I wouldn't put it...
A gentleman would never... I mean...
But would a shark tell?
Well,
a gentleman would never,
who are you talking
but
to?
Would a shark tell?
I have.
I want to hear the shark tale.
The shark tail is...
I don't think any of us want to hear the shark tail. That's come and gone.
I have spent some evenings in the shark tank.
Here we go. Oh. Okay, so you guys do it in the water?
Well, it needs to be cleaned, and it's very small.
We're talking about the tank?
We're talking about the tank.
Okay. Just making sure.
The tank gets very dirty.
She sheds
full layers of shark skin. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I have from time to time, I dip into the tank.
Okay.
And, you know, he's got the scrubber brush, and sometimes...
You know, when you're scrubbing and you're brushing.
Listen, there's no need to hide your... I mean, don't hide your...
No, I know what house is when you're scrubbing and brushing. What is more erotic than scrubbing and brushing?
I mean, you know, it's just classic. We work so close together, you know. Tell me, you've never fallen for a coworker?
So would you say...
Look at these two right here.
Exactly.
Would you say your greatest discovery is love?
No.
Okay. We circumnavigated
the Delta.
That's very important for trade and for commerce.
You're right. Yeah,
Delta was very, very important.
That was a big one.
Yes.
So I would love to hear a little more. So Lois, you had to fight other sharks.
Yep.
At the Delta of Xi'an.
Xi'an.
I came up against some of my cousins. Some of my old neighbors. It was rough.
Oh, your ex-boyfriend Chris?
My ex-boyfriend Chris.
Oh.
Is he also a shark?
Yes, he's a shark.
That was my
one and only shark thing.
Sure.
Well, he was a shark. I mean,
yeah, he's gone now.
He's gone.
Oh.
What happened?
I killed him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
With my mouth, with my teeth.
Yeah. Well, it was probably closure.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, did you feel like, you know what? I'm over this relationship now.
The only real way to get over someone is to consume their flesh and have them always be a part of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You can take the shark out of the water, but the girl, you can't take... What I'm saying is that she...
Arnie, do you think when you get back home that you'll want to kill whoever Sarah's with?
Want to, sure. Well, hey,
so you agree.
No, first of all, my wife, I'm sure... I haven't been gone that long. I'm sure my wife is still looking for me.
It's been almost a year.
It's been 11 months,
but I'm sure...
It's almost a quarter of the time we spent partying on the beach.
Yeah,
Those parties got raucous.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Well, I want to hear more about those parties. Let's take a quick break, and let's learn more about your explorations and those parties.
This is Otak Barleyfoot of the Vermilion Minotaur, here with your free Rumor of the Week. Rumor has it that there is a potential spice embargo happening in Migas, which has very many Foon tavern and innkeepers up in arms and concerned for their spiced potato production. That is your free Rumor of the Week, and that one hits pretty close to home. Come on down to the Vermilion Minotaur, and please get yourself some mozzarella wands, bring your grandparents, anybody's welcome at the Vermilion Minotaur, right at the base of McShingleshane Forest.
Okay, so now I'm really curious to learn more about your explorations.
Would anyone else like an ale or mead? I'm going to run to the bar real quick. Would you like a severed human leg?
Oh, I just had that shrimp earlier, but you know what? Yeah. Why?
All right, fine. I'll be right back.
Rainbow Bowl, please.
Rainbow Bowl.
Yes, after we passed through the Delta, which was probably the toughest leg of the trip, we opened into open ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the open ocean... Let me tell you. Have any of you spent any significant time in the Ocean of Foon?
No.
No?
Islands galore. Islands that you would not believe. Islands with every type of exotic spice, exotic food.
Oh, I believe that.
Yes. Saffron Island was a delightful time.
Coconut Cove?
Coconut Ooh. Cove, yes. We ate coconuts in the cove.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like pretty literal islands.
Did you name these islands?
They all had signs. When we showed up, they all had signs.
Very well marked.
Very well marked signs. And visitor centers?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Coconut Cove has a great visitor center.
Wow.
You can put a coin and turn a crank, and it turns it into a coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. A literal coconut? Or
no, on the coin.
Just a coconut on the coin.
I see.
The Isle of Style has shopping galore. I mean, I bought this suit I'm wearing right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Guess how much this was.
I don't really have
20 rubies.
Two coconut coins.
What? Wow.
Yes, that's all it cost. And they're so pleased for the business as well.
Here's your mead. rainbow bowl, a severed human leg.
Oh, boy.
For me, you know, and some water for Arnold.
Thank you.
I was a seal once.
You mind just splashing that on Lois?
Yeah, let me take a quick sip.
Well, she really needs most of the...
Just a sip.
All right.
She could die. She could die.
If I start popping my peas, it's your fault. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, Chunt, you were saying?
Oh, I was a seal one time, and I swam a little bit into the ocean, not all the way in the open ocean, but I found this island, and there was like this smoke thing. I can't really describe it. Needless to say, the island was severely disappointing.
When you were a seal, you were dating maybe the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
You think so?
She was gorgeous. I forget her name. What was her name?
She was very tall.
She was very tall.
Yeah, very leggy.
Very leggy.
But I feel like when I was a seal, it's like, for some reason, like, ladies love seal? Like, it's just like...
I don't have any good seal jokes.
What? No one was asking.
Were we doing seal jokes? Or?
I thought that was a nice story.
Yeah, I think I was opening up and being vulnerable, and then Arnie assumes...
But anyway, we didn't find whatever island you're talking about. It must have been lost to us. It's... Many islands, I mean, thousands and thousands of islands. We really did not have time to see them all. We spent the majority of the trip, actually, and the majority of the funds for the trip, having them. 4 years of beach parties.
Sure.
Which took up a lot of the gold that Queen Titania had financed the trip with.
You have to plan ahead. If you're going on a huge endeavor of a massive trip to discover and explore, then it is critical that your crew is mentally prepared for such an undertaking. For if you find yourself sad or lonely upon the sea, going from island to island, what better to lift you up than the memories of a wild beach party?
It's true. And, I mean, for many of the people that went on the expedition, the beach party was the last good memory because as the expedition continued slowly, crew members would disappear or we would lose track of them. And we actually came back with, you know, just Lois and I.
Really? Yeah. So, wait, crew members would disappear?
You know, in my mind, we would stop at an island and they would probably be having so much fun that they would just decide to stay.
Wow.
But we came back with so much extra food, too. I mean...
And all the suits.
What do you think happened to the others?
Oof. That's a good question.
So, I'm sorry. You're saying that these crew members disappeared. You thought they went to go live on the island, but they took none of their belongings with them?
It's the strangest thing. Never could figure it out.
Just one of those things.
I did read some of their journals, and a lot of them ended with just A's and then A-A-A-A-A-A-A-H.
So they would write screaming at the end of, I mean, assuming it's screaming.
I didn't interpret it as screaming. I think that that's crass.
Uh-huh.
It could have just been a long sigh. That's how I would also write a sigh.
Well, there's also the great...
It could have been an epiphany.
Yes.
Ah!
An idea.
There's also the great explorer, Adam... Alonso Orlio Animo Eodilio Harris.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Could have been an homage to him.
Yes.
We had a portrait of him on the ship. Everyone was a very big fan of him.
Sure.
Lois, you've barely touched your full human leg.
Yeah, it's the dark meat, and I like the white meat.
Oh,
so.
What would you eat on these voyages?
Barely anything.
Yeah, just...
She never touched food.
Uh-huh. Well, I had a coconut at that one party.
She did have a coconut, yes.
I just, you know, I got by.
Can sharks digest a coconut?
It was tough. That one hurt.
I see.
But I made do.
Cleaning the tank that night was...
Hey, Arnie and Usador, can we huddle up real quick?
Sure. Yes, yeah.
I think that shark ate the rest of the crew.
Yeah, no.
It seems like, no, yeah, yeah. It's like 100%.
No way.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm shocked that you, Usador, don't see that and that Lewis doesn't see that.
I think we need to help Lewis.
I think you are buying into a stereotype.
About sharks?
That's correct. And I, for one, am offended!
Well, let's find out. Guy, so Lewis and Lois. What's
Lois and Shark.
Oh, sorry, Lois and Shark.
It tends to get confusing because our first names are so similar.
Sure, yes. Sure. What's next for you two? Are you
going to stay away from people in general and just, like, sail as the two of you?
Oh, no. We've got recruitment posters up. We're getting a whole group back together.
Mm-hmm. Queen Titania was so pleased with our performance that she's financing a second round of the expedition.
Was she not upset that there was so much death on your... Or so many disappearances on your last expedition?
I mean, these are just crew members. I mean, these are, you know, most of them didn't even have names.
They didn't have names?
No, I didn't know their names.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. Run.
Do you know how expensive a name is?
I'm sorry?
Run.
Yes. Yep. Trust me, I will be running the expedition.
Oh, good.
I will have complete control over, you know, who we take and, you know, the beach party, the guest list.
Do you know how expensive a name is?
No.
It's very expensive. Not everyone has a name.
How much does it cost to get a name?
It was 4 or 5 rupees.
Yeah. Yes.
Or at least I would say that converts to about 3 coconut coins.
Yeah, wow. You want to buy a name, otherwise you'll end up like...
Yep, exactly.
You don't want to end up like him.
Sure, yeah. Sure. I'm not going to toy?
You're not
going to be coy about this. I'm just going to come out and say it. Lois, did you eat all those people?
I'm so sorry for all this bad.
Those were my friends.
Oh.
Those were my companions.
Think about it, Lois.
Your shark lover's been eating everyone.
I'm sorry. What?
She has to. I mean, it's who she is.
What?
She is a person, okay?
But she's
also... Usador, back me up here.
Everyone can be a person.
But also a shark is a shark.
Yeah. If I may, you know that island I was talking about earlier?
Yes.
I was on that island for about, like, 7 seasons. We have, like, 6 seasons.
I was
on for about 7 seasons, I think. And the first couple seasons were great. And the last few seasons were fucking terrible. And I realized, you know what? I need to cut my losses, and I need to leave this island. Right? You need to leave this shark. She's playing you, man.
This is all just... I mean, we've been bosom buddies and inseparable friends.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Now, let's put this all to rest. Lewis, I understand that you're upset.
Please, Shark.
Shark, I understand that you're upset. Lois, I think it would be best for all of us if we heard it directly from you.
Yes, Lois.
Well, I'll
Did you eat our crew?
I'll say this. A shark never sleeps. But at night, a shark becomes sleepy. And sometimes in the night, I would do things, and I would wake up and not... Well, I wasn't asleep, but I wouldn't... I would never have eaten you.
Did you ever do it while I was in the tank as well?
It was one time.
There it is.
You were drunk on coconut rum, and what was his... He didn't have a name.
He wouldn't have had a name.
The boy with the one eye...
Oh, I called him Mike.
Well, you shouldn't have, because he didn't pay for that name. You babied them, and so I swallowed Mike. And then...
Lord.
You can't pretend like you didn't know, because Mike had that earring, and
yes.
you found it.
And I wore it.
And you wore it through your nose.
Well, I guess I would be lying if I said I didn't suspect... that this was going on my ship, under my nose.
I mean, yes, yeah, sure.
Thank you, Chunt.
Look, sometimes when you love somebody, and there are things you don't like about them, you're willing to overlook them, or maybe you don't want to acknowledge them, even though you know on some level that it's true.
You know what? Wow. You're right. Lois, I think that I can live with what you've done. And if you would do me the honor... Let me just take this out of my nose. Would you make me...
Oh, God.
Oh,
the
no.
happiest shark in all of the ocean?
He's putting his nose ring on her fin. That is gross.
Yes. Yes. A million times yes. Oh, this is the happiest day of my life.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I don't think she did it.
Well, Lois and Shark, congratulations.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
What does the future hold? Are you going to, the two of you, stay away from people and just...
No, I think we'll still do the expedition. We'll get a crew together and we'll go out and see. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're just going to be a more knowing accomplice to the death of your entire crew.
Yes, but, I mean, we'll take precautions and make sure none of them have names.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you considered recruiting children?
Oh,
hey, no, you, no, 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 no,
that's
no,
a great
no,
idea.
No. There's already enough child death.
We'd save a lot on food and alcohol for the beach parties if they're all children.
I mean, those children are going to die anyway.
Oh boy. All right. Well, hey, why don't I answer an email here? If you would like to email me, you can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies.
And you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's.
And you can contact me on Twatterton by using @UsadorTheBlue. Or you can sleep with an acorn under your pillow. Put that acorn into a salad, devour it, and as you begin to ingest it, dream of Usador, speak my name aloud, and I shall hear you through the walls of the universes.
But mostly on Twitter.
Twitter's probably easier.
Yeah, yeah. So I got this email from Sean. It says, "Dear Arnie, first and foremost, I would like to say that I've been following your podcast since almost near the beginning, and I think it is wonderful. I love hearing about Chunt and Usador's adventures and shenanigans."
Shenanigans?
It's just wacky misadventures.
How dare you?
Also, it's been interesting seeing your relationships develop. Next, Arnie, good luck on your quest to find the Lunar Sword. Remember, always make sure that you are at your best health and to stock up on health potions before going on a quest. That's good advice. Where would I get health potions?
I can make them.
Oh, fantastic. There have been many times while I was dungeon diving that I battled my way to nearly the end and had to turn around because my health was not at a place to be fighting final bosses.
What a chump.
Lastly, for Arnie, right now it is December 15th. Oh, this was sent a little while ago. In case you didn't have a calendar, and on January 5th, 2016, I am turning 30 years old. I was hoping to get a birthday wish from you guys on the podcast. It would be a great present. If not, I understand. Sincerely, Sean the Bearded. Yeah, you know, it's such an interesting coincidence. January 4th is my wife Sarah's birthday, which is coming up. I think it might even actually be today.
Wow.
Which I'm very sad.
Whoever
to miss
she's
it.
With now is probably going to
throw a nice little party.
Throw a nice little beach party.
Beach well, parties, yeah.
Sarah, I know you don't listen to podcasts. You only listen to Smash Mouth, but I love you and happy birthday. And also, my birthday is coming up on January 6th.
And you'll be turning.
And I will be. Well, it's interesting that Sean is having a touchstone birthday. He's turning 30 on the 5th. On the 6th, I'm turning 40.
No, oof.
I know. I know.
40 wink.
40 wink.
Wow.
40 dead, like, dead stare. Like, no wink. Like,
really?
40. Yeah.
40 dead.
I thought you were in your 50s.
No. But I just want to say that to all the listeners, if you would like to give me a nice birthday gift, maybe just write a nice review of the show on iTunes and say happy birthday to me in that way. I've been getting a lot of emails saying that people are really enjoying the podcast. Apparently, we've gotten some nice reviews on Earth that people have been telling us about. Apparently, iTunes named us one of the best podcasts of the year, which is awesome. The Guardian named us one of the best podcasts of the year, although
The Guardian.
Can I recruit The Guardian to help me in my quest to defeat the Dark Lord?
It's a newspaper on Earth recommended our podcast, but accidentally called us Hello from the Magic Tower.
Oh.
Well, happy birthday, Sean the Bearded. But I do want to say we get a lot of emails from people asking us to wish them a happy birthday. And we just can't wish everybody a happy birthday. So as an end run to not do that, I think we should wish happy birthday to everybody. Let's say happy birthday to every name on Earth so that we don't have to say happy birthdays to people.
And those without names as well.
Yes, and those without names.
Excellent point,
Lewis. So real quickly, we'll go through this. Happy birthday, Amelia Smelting Foxery.
Happy birthday, Henrietta Robot Chumps.
Happy birthday, Oliver Bolivar Butt.
Happy birthday, 10 Lincoln Cannon Mop Mop.
Happy birthday, Mr. Fuentes.
Happy birthday, Dudley Franklin.
Happy birthday, Teddy Freddy Eddie Farnsworth.
Happy birthday, Bucky Conklin.
A super double special birthday, happy birthday to Billy Yum Yum 2x2.
Happy birthday, Cornelius Pendergast.
Happy birthday, Pringle Fitzgerald.
Happy birthday, Freddie Mellon.
Happy birthday, Long Mumps.
Happy birthday, Eugenia Tinklepaw.
Happy birthday to Sugar Farthington Marple.
Happy birthday, Sandy Apples.
Happy birthday, Churchill Wutherly.
Happy birthday, please, to Lisa Bobisa.
And happy birthday to Gary.
Yes. And those are all the names that people have on Earth.
And you know what?
To Kate.
You know what? A very, very special happy birthday To one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my birthday.
Arnie Meeker.
Oh.
Oh, thank you, Chunk. I really thought you were going to...
No.
I thought there was going to be a twist at the end.
No,
be happy birthday,
no
pizza
twist.
Skull.
I realize now that since you're about to turn 40 that you're nearing the end. And I just want to...
Yes,
before you go, I want to make sure that you know that you are a good friend. And I mean that sincerely.
Oh, are years a lot longer on Earth? Are you like 60 in Foon years?
You know, on Earth, people tell me that I look and act...
Act
a lot younger than
act
wow.
is different than look,
people
my friend.
People on Earth think that that people when they on Earth hear I'm 40.
So Earth
40.
Has a lot of liars on that.
Yes, pretty much. But but thank you, Chunt. That means a lot.
You're welcome.
When is your birthday?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh no, I'm so sorry. Well, we'll pick a date to just
let's do January 4th.
No, wait, that's my wife's birthday.
Oh, I like that. January 4th it is.
Oh, well, thanks so much, guys. Thank you, Lois and Shark. Please.
Pleasure's all on this side of the ship.
Try to keep the murdering to the level that just you need to sustain life and no more.
You do you.
We'll
see. It'll be a honeymoon, so.
Now do one sit up.
Oh, all right. I'll see everybody next week.
People ask me what I learned during my near-death experience, and the greatest lesson of all is the fact that none of what you just heard really happened. Usador the Blue was played in his farewell performance, whoops, sorry, that's just a bit of wishful thinking, by human actor Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger, i.e. the talking marketing opportunity, was played with his usualness by Adil Rafai. Lois and Shark were played by special guests Jen Jackson and John Patrick Cohen. You can see Jen perform with the improv group Meridian at I.O. Chicago. And you can listen to John on the Campaign Podcast, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars universe at oneshotpodcast.com. Star Wars universe, great, another universe to keep track of. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Baer. Craig, all this crisp pronunciation and breath control has sapped my energy. Can you take over for the less hilarious parts of the end credits?
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Ernie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rafchin. Andy Poland did the theme, Aller the Bond did the logo, Jason Knox did a lot of background sound stuff, really talented guy, and also check us out on Twitter and Facebook.
Well done, Craig.
Oh, thank you.
By that I mean the steak I'm eating is well done. Your work was horrible.
Ah, yes.
And you forgot the reminder that all of this was sponsored by Iron Galaxy, with help from the Chicago Podcast Co-op.
Good to know.
Learn more about Iron Galaxy's game Capsule Force at CapsuleForce.com and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at ChicagoPodcastCoop.com.
Great.
Craig, while I was in my healing slime coma, was there any word on where Trisha 8049 flew off to?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't even know how to begin to monitor that. I have had zero training in any of this equipment, so I wouldn't know if any of these lights meant that. But basically, no, I have no idea where she is.
Not good. Not good at all.